Here's an interesting thing, though. Let me talk to you about theatre. How do you give young people with serious learning difficulties a chance to enjoy something like the theatre? You put on a show specifically designed for them. This is the aim of a production called Tunnels that's coming to Cornerstone Arts Centre in Didcot later today. Amber Onat Gregory is the artistic director of Frozen Light Productions. Welcome.
Hello.
Let me first congratulate you on the name of your company, Frozen Light Productions. I like that. Tell me about the show and the sort of people it's aimed at.
So Tunnels is a show about a girl called Lana who the lights disappeared from her city and she goes underground to find the light. It's specifically designed for teenage audiences with profound and multiple learning disabilities. So the whole show is multi-sensory and interactive. So throughout the whole show, there's things to touch, things to smell. And we do that so that the audience can experience the show in words and also through different sensory experiences.
So give us some examples of this multi-sensory experience.
So I've bought a few
bits. She's got marbles. Are those marbles?
Why don't you touch them?
Oh, no, they're not. So they look like marbles, and they're sort of white and blue and purple. They look lovely. So there's a little set of little balls in this bag, but they're cold. And jelly-like and squidgy.
So these, in one of the tunnels, it's the tunnel of mirrors and there's a wet, wet floor. So we use those wet balls to represent the wet, wet floor. So it works really well for our audience because we're not just saying the words wet, wet floor. They're also touching something that's actually wet. Definitely not because we're using it later today.
It's cold and squidgy. Okay. Have you used this? Have you actually performed this in front of people yet?
Yes, we're actually in the middle of an 18-venue tour. So we've already been to Cambridge, Ipswich and several other places. And then today we're at Cornerstone in Didcot. And next we head on to Chipping Ongar in Essex. And in a few months we're off to Wales and Scotland too.
And what has been the reaction of people to it? How have the young people reacted?
Because the show is designed so specifically for audiences with profound and multiple learning disabilities, the reaction we get is so positive from the audience themselves, obviously, in the way that they respond to interactions, but also from the carers and families that come with them. We really encourage our audience to come to the theatre with their friends and their family so it can be a really inclusive event for everybody.
I was trying to decide what this felt like, so there's this bowl full of wet squidgy balls and it's like holding a big fistful of frog spawn but with big bits of spawn. What else have you got there, sensory-wise?
I've got a few other bits here. Give this a little sniff.
It's a full. Oh, that doesn't smell very pleasant. What is that?
So it's actually chocolate chip cookie spray.
Yeah.
And this is the first tunnel that Lana goes into. It's a real contrast from the dark world that she lives in. And we kind of do that by it's really loud music and there's a funny smell. And we want it to be really, really stark from her own world.
And then you just spray that through the auditorium?
Yes. Well, it's actually because there's a very smelly musician in our show called Al Watts. And myself and co-artistic director Lucy Garland thought it'd be great if we made him extra smelly, and so we smell this so that he smells much nicer.
So where, when and how much are the tickets?
The tickets are I think £8.
Okay.
For Cornerstone, but I think we're actually sold out today.
Oh, okay. Well, good. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And the run lasts till when?
Till June.
All right. Lovely. Thank you so much for joining us. Amber Onat Gregory, the show's on at the Cornerstone in Didcot at 11 this morning, at 2 this afternoon as well.